got no home or no place to roam. Ain't got no home or no place to roam.
Well, it's perfectly simple. You just take the knob and turn it clockwise. What are we supposed to do? Spend the rest of our lives in a house without windows? Now here is the living room.
Welcome to the Reach Radio Show. This is the place where the coolest real estate professionals gather for the best real estate news, money-saving tips, along with the latest home buying facts, community event information. Our mission at Reach is just getting better because we keep placing families in a home, not just a house. Good afternoon. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing heffy, along with Steve Cody and our show producer, Rick Snyder. Reach counselors have officially declared it. If you're looking to have a place that you can call home, the real estate market is recovering in your favor. To get started, call the good folks at Reach right now and let them know you're looking for a place to call home. Reach counselors have the latest information about how you may benefit from their newly acquired inventory of South Florida properties. The toll-free number for Reach, 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. Or you may check out our website at www.reachforhousing.org. That's Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Well, coming up on today's show, we have some good news concerning Pink Strides, and there will be an upcoming breast cancer event, and our first guest will tell us all about how your fashion statement can save lives. Then, on the level with Charlie White, he hails from the Boynton Beach Lowe's Home Improvement Warehouse and is here today to tell us about the newly coated energy-efficient windows. If you're thinking about changing that out, you want to stay tuned. Listen to Charlie White. He's coming right up. And then Steve Cody is here at the bottom of the hour with the latest real estate news and a special story about things you shouldn't do while visiting the library. Stay tuned for that. And in our Hammer the Scammer segments, Rick Snyder has some news about IRS scams. Isn't that an oxymoron? IRS scams? Coming up directly after the news. Then our house segment presents Carlton Thompson. He's our resident pest control freak, and he's here with a solution for any extra silverfish you may have wandering around the house. And silver is at $14.25 an ounce, so maybe you got some money there. And then, of course, Reach Radio Spotlight Home of the Week has a special message for home buyers. Pat Tracy and Associates has bundled a home buying package, including down payment assistance, mortgage assistance programs, along with qualified remodeled homes. So stay tuned for that. But right now, let's take a look at South Florida's latest real estate headlines, brought to you by ReachForHousing.org, your HUD-approved counseling agency. And here with the headlines is Reach Radio's consistently random voice of wisdom and full-time news orator, Steve Cody.
Why, thank you, sir. In a shift that brings back memories of the boomtime affordability squeeze, Palm Beach County is now the nation's 15th priciest metro area, and the second highest in Florida. This according to a new study that came out from Trulia.com. The state again led the nation last month for the share of cash purchases of single-family homes and condos, this time with the top 9 U.S. metro areas for no-loan deals, all in the state of Florida. Florida's job market improved in August, but Palm Beach County's economy lagged the state in one key measure. We'll tell you what that is. Also, Wells Fargo Home Mortgage took the wraps off an ambitious plan to loan $125 billion to as many as 500,000 Hispanic homebuyers over the next decade, capitalizing on a growing and underserved segment of the U.S. market. The Sunshine State is no longer number one, but in this case, that's a good thing. Florida had the nation's 4th highest foreclosure rate in August. We've been number one since back in 2012. And if you find yourself confused about the many health insurance options available, never fear, help is on the way. With the 2016 health insurance enrollment period starting on November 1st, a series of workshops are planned to help Palm Beach County residents learn how to sign up for and maximize benefits under the federal health insurance marketplace. We'll tell you where there's a place near you where you can attend one of these seminars. And after 7 years of short-term interest rates near zero, nearly everyone agrees that the Fed is going to start bumping up rates eventually. How will that affect you? We'll talk about that. And on the weird side of the news, a couple of strange stories. One about a man who got arrested in a library for something you will not believe. And another, when a Santa Rosa, Florida fire department arrived at the scene of an emergency, they found a homeowner standing there crying as his home was completely engulfed in flames. After that is when it gets weird. Those stories and more coming up at the bottom of the hour.
Okay, when we return, PinkStrides.com has captured the fashion world with a special breast cancer message and a way you can get involved with this worthy cause. Pascal Bonnec says, if you're blue and you don't know where to go to, then try putting on the rinse and help out those afflicted with cancer.
I know lady wrong. Ain't got no home. I know face wrong. I'm a lonely boy.
Concerned about your future? Don't know how to make it right? How will you get your credit back? Where will your family live? The financial crisis has become very personal. Sleepless nights, not sure how you can hang on. Reach out and let Reach work with you toward financial and housing stability again. The good folks at Reach are waiting for your call. They're a 501c3 HUD-approved organization with a heart. Contact a Reach certified counselor today at 855-48-REACH or email housing@reachforhousing.org. That's Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Check out their webpage and success stories at reachforhousing.org. Call 855-48-REACH. That's 855-487-3224. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. Most of the services are free, so reach out. They'll reach back. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home. I know a place wrong. Ain't got no home. I know a place wrong.
Welcome back to Reach Radio. I'm still Alan Mason, your host and housing heffy, letting you in on a Reach Radio special. Are you fed up with renting? Are you trying to eliminate your monthly rent payment? Well, if that's your dream, then you need to know about Reach's first-time homebuyer workshops. This is where all the action resonates. This is the workshop that actually produces results. When you complete this six-hour class, you will be qualified to receive government financing, government down payment assistance, and many other home financing options. The next workshop, Sunday, October the 18th, from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. at Reach's offices, located in Palm Beach Gardens. If you can't make that one, not to worry. The next Palm Beach Gardens workshop is November the 15th. Our next first-time homebuyer workshop in our Miami Kendall office is October the 11th. Registration starts at 12:30. The class starts at 1 p.m. There is a $49 fee for this HUD-approved workshop, but it includes food and beverages. And if you didn't pre-register, don't worry. You can pay at the door. Folks, these classes fill up pretty darn fast, and it's a good idea to get your name on the list and get registered. For additional information about Reach's first-time homebuyer workshop, call the good folks at Reach right now, 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. The first-time homebuyer workshop is mandatory if you want to qualify for government assistance. And we all know that a first-time homebuyer is someone who hasn't owned a home in the last three consecutive years.
This is Reach Radio in South Florida on 1230 WBZT and everywhere in America on iHeartRadio.
All right, our first guest is on a mission representing PinkStrides.org, which was founded in 2012 by the late Vanessa Robbins. Pink Strides Incorporated is a grassroots nonprofit 501c3 organization established to reduce the risks and ease the effects of breast cancer in women and families across South Florida. Joining us in the studio right now is Pascal Bonnec. She is the COO of Pink Strides, and I believe she also has a special guest with her, Bertie Bonnec, sisters, right?
Yes.
It's a sister act. I love it. Well, welcome to the Reach Radio Show. Thanks for coming in today.
Thank you.
Now,
thank
you. You have an event coming up, but we'll talk about that in a second. Let's get into the actual warning signs of breast cancer. I know that we hear about it all the time, and lately I believe the government said you don't need to test every year now, every other year or something like that. That doesn't seem like a good idea to me. I'd want to test every day.
Yes, they actually did say that. However, we actually do encourage everyone to.
Mm-hmm.
We actually do encourage everyone to test every year, especially if you have breast cancer running in your family and it is a history in your family, to test yourself every year. But at the same time, if you are over 40, also check every year. And also, if you feel a lump and do your self-examinations at home, know your body, know your breast, and do your self-examinations. And if you feel anything, definitely go ahead and follow up with your doctor.
Now, obviously, me being a male, I can only tell you what my wife tells me. She says that hurts when they do that. So when you're doing a self-exam, lack of a better word, press pretty hard, right? I mean, you're looking for a lump.
Exactly.
Yes.
Right. You want to go in circular motions, and you're looking for a lump, and you go and also go press against your nipple area and try to find also anything behind it. That is the most difficult area to find a lump, but you need to just do it every time after your menstrual to check for, I mean, know your body and also do that exam at home.
Now, when you say a lump, what do you mean? Like a little hard spot or something that's really, really big? I mean, how do you know?
Yeah, it can be pretty big. Sometimes it can be also small. Sometimes we've had other survivors who say it's just as small as like a little rock.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a matter of you digging deep when you are looking for when you're doing your self exam every month.
A little a better adjective would be if you feel anything,
other
than what's supposed to be there.
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah. Know your body. Exactly. That's the important point. Now, what if you do feel something? Do you panic or go to the hospital, call the doctor? What's your next step?
You definitely go ahead and follow up as soon as possible. When you feel something, time isn't on your side. It definitely is not on your side, and that's what we want to definitely put out there, is time isn't on your side. You go ahead and follow up with the doctor. You get a mammogram, and we have come across a lot of survivors as well that, they'll go to their doctor, and the doctor said there's nothing there. Mm-hmm. Knowing your body, again, helps out with the fact that you know that that is different from what you've
advocated.
You've normally felt. So therefore, you advocate for yourself and you go to another doctor and another doctor till that you get someone to finally basically tell you exactly that what you're feeling that you know that is not usually there mm-hmm. is, to basically figure out what that is. And we've had breast cancer patients that eventually find a doctor that said, you know what, let's check that out. And they figured out it was actually cancer, and they've gone ahead and treated.
Taking it out. Now, the recovery chances are much higher now than they used to be. So I guess if you feel a lump, don't panic. Just take action.
Exactly.
Go to the doctor, take action, and maybe 1 or 2 days. I mean, it's nothing's going to happen in a day, right? I mean, just
right.
You don't want people panicking. Oh my God, what am I going to do?
Right.
So, all right. Yeah. So, and the survival rate now is like incredibly high, right?
Yes, they have increased over the years. If you're at a stage one, it's at 100%.
That's
great. If you're at a stage two, it's 93%. If you're at a stage three, it's 72%, and if you're at a stage four, unfortunately, it's 22%. Survival rate.
So the key, like we said, take care of it right away.
Right
don't
away.
Wait, because
mm-hmm.
The longer you wait, the worse it gets.
Exactly.
And then you get into where you can't recover at all.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, now let's see. We got a few minutes left. Let's talk about the event that you have coming up. That's October the 3rd. And I did misspeak when I said pinkstrides.org. It's pinkstrides.org. Get that straight. Well, we're so used to the .com world, right? So anyway, check out their website, and that's pinkstrides, strydes.org. And take a look at their website. They have some interesting things there. And, of course, their fashion show. Ooh, that's like putting on the Ritz, huh?
Yes.
I love that. Now, that's Saturday, October the 3rd at the Palm Beach County Convention Center. That's 650 Okeechobee Boulevard in West Palm Beach, of course. Tickets $35 in advance, $40 at the door. That's a pretty good deal. And Coco Brown is going to be entertaining. She's funny.
She is very funny. She's been our host for 3 years now, and she said she, and I quote, as long as she has life in her body, she will continue to host our show.
Fantastic. Well, yeah, that sounds like a good time, and that's celebrating the battle against breast cancer in women. Pink Strides, a fair fashion show, October the 3rd, 2015, at the Palm Beach County Convention Center. You could check out that website, like I said, pinkstrides.org. And is there a place to register online there?
You can get tickets right off of our website, and it is at pinkstrides.org, and it's right on the very front page, our homepage. And you just go on there and click that button, and it'll take you to PayPal, and you can make your purchase right on our website.
Now, we should say that the doors open at 5 p.m. The show starts at 6. Coco Brown, you don't want to miss that. That'll be funny. And what about the fashion? Got any new stuff coming up? In the world of fashion?
Yes, we actually, we will have fashions from Kato Fashions. We will have from La Casa Hermosa is featuring fashions on the runway. We have fashions from Tux Shop of Palm Beach County in Palm Beach Gardens. And we also have local designers that feature their fashions on our runway.
Any
every
names
year.
That we might know?
Not necessarily.
I put you on the spot. I'm sorry. Hey, listen, it's Palm Beach fashion.
Yeah, we try to promote local designers that are not well known, but they're trying to get in the industry.
Right.
So definitely, it's always fun, and I'm as the creative director of the show, I really take very much careful.
You take responsibility
and pride in the how the fashion, the quality of fashion that comes across the runway.
Right.
So therefore, it's usually very fun and very well put together, and we are proud of the show. And it's our fourth annual show, and it should be fun and a lot of comedy, and very positive. And it's a family night as well. So, bring out the kids. And
right. And very affordable, too.
Very
$35
affordable.
Bucks, yes. In advance, $40 at the door. Again, that's October the 3rd. That's next Saturday at the Palm Beach County Convention Center, 650 Okeechobee Boulevard in West Palm Beach. Doors open at 5. Show starts at 6. Coco Brown's entertaining. Ladies, let me ask, do you have a personal story with breast cancer, either of you?
Well, we were very close to our founder, Vanessa, mm-hmm. and she was a hairstylist here in Palm Beach County, and she did our hair, mm-hmm. and so we've known her for years, and when she was diagnosed, it was devastating. Her mom and, her aunt
right.
was diagnosed in years past, and they are still alive, actually. But she actually was had a very
invasive
cancer, and she hit stage 4 really quickly, she lost her life last year. And so it was very devastating. And but she was a very strong person, and she really, really pushed herself to bring this on.
That's why you have the passion for the cause.
Okay. Exactly.
Once again, if you would like to speak with the pinkstrides.org, you could check out the website, or you could call 884-787-9337. Give me that again. 884-787-9337. Give them a call or check out their website. And thank you, Pascal and Bergie, for coming in today and sharing your time with us. Okay, after the break, Charlie White has the latest information about the new window codes. It's still hurricane season, and Lowe's Home Improvement Warehouse of Boynton Beach is ready to help you hunker down. You thought I was talking about Windows 10, didn't you? I'm not wiping my server with that.
Ain't got no home. I know lady wrong. Ain't got no home. I know face wrong. I'm a lonely boy.
Making home affordable, MHA can help you. Do you know your options? REACH is ready to help to make your home affordable. You may be able to lower your payment. You may be unemployed and need help. You may owe more on your house than it's worth. Or your home is no longer affordable and you want a way out. Get real help today and real answers. Contact REACH, your HUD-approved housing counselor, and learn more about making home affordable, MHA, and how you can be helped. Email REACH at housing@reachforhousing.org. REACH, the number 4, housing.org. Our phone number is 855-48-REACH. MHA, let's make your home affordable today. Don't miss out. Reach out. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. REACH, the number 4, housing.org. Call REACH at 855-48-REACH. 1-800-848-REACH, 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no hope, I know play it wrong. Ain't got no hope, I know face it wrong.
Welcome back to the Reach Radio Show. I'm still Alan Mason, your host, and Housing Heffy, along with Steve Cody and Rick Snyder, our show producer. You know, if you're looking for some home improvement assistance at warehouse prices, then our next guest has the solution. Charlie White is here with the newest window codes, and he hails from the Boynton Beach Lowe's Home Improvement Warehouse. I get my merds wixed every now and then, and I have to pay for it later. Charlie White.
Alan, you always sound good, no matter which way you mix your words.
Sometimes. So, all right, we're still in hurricane season.
Still in hurricane season.
Which is kind of cool because we haven't had any hurricanes.
They keep blowing by. That's a great thing.
Yeah, let them go.
One of the things that happened back in July 1st of this year, the window codes changed. Mm-hmm. They actually went to a code where they're now enforcing energy-efficient windows.
The wind-resistant, non-breakable kind of things, right?
Well, the impact windows are required, or they also have to be energy-efficient. So basically what they're going to do is have to be low E, which everybody hears the letter low E. Low E is is a film they put on the glass.
Oh, you had me going. I thought it was a selfie, but you had to squat down, so it was a low E.
It's a very, very high E, but a low E is what it is a film they put in the glass.
Oh, yeah.
And what it does is refract the radiant heat back to its source. So it actually helps keep the house cooler during the summer and warmer during the winter. So it's actually a great thing.
So it's window replacement time, right?
It's window replacement time. And
why would I want to do that?
Well, actually, everybody thinks you're for hurricanes, but actually this replacing your windows does a couple things. You like hearing your neighbors?
No.
That's one of the big things, is that you put an impact window in, you actually reduce the sound coming through.
Oh, yeah.
So you can get, that is a great thing.
Well, that works both ways.
Well, we're not going to go there.
Okay.
The other thing people want to do is this safety and security. A lot of windows get broken in during intrusion of their homes. So right. You put an impact window in. You're not going to get through that window. You might be able to hit it through a few times, but you're not going to get through that window. So it's just security. It's really a good idea.
I saw that film at a home show one time, and they stretched it out over some 2x4s, and they dropped a bowling ball on it, and it just bounces off.
Yeah, it doesn't go very far.
If you have, that's what I saw, impact windows. I guess if you've got the impact window, somebody takes a hammer and bangs on it, they're not getting through. Right?
They're not getting through. Matter of fact, the neighbors will actually hear the bang, and if you're inside, you'll hear it too, but they're not coming in. So, for safety reason, it's really an aid.
Security, we got that, we got sound, and what about the code?
Well, the code is now requiring for the windows to be energy efficient, like I started. And energy efficient means that they're not going to allow. I run out of words sometimes. energy efficient makes mainly is for the EPA and all that. They're requiring an energy efficient window.
Now, do I have to get a permit to put in my windows?
Well, permits are required on your windows. The doors, all openings, they are required.
That's why I have a Mac. Well, I don't have to worry about windows with a Mac.
Yeah. If you have a window installed without a permit,
right?
One, there is no one who can show that or prove that it's been installed correctly, so your insurance might not cover it.
Insurance. I forgot about that. Yeah.
Okay. So it's a very good thing. And people who want to install your windows, you can do it yourself. You can go out and pull your own permit and do it install yourself. Get a professional. Or come to Lowe's, and we actually have people who do the windows installs.
Oh, there you go.
And have somebody actually who knows what they're doing do it.
What's that number? We should call the Lowe's at Boynton Beach now, right? So Lowe's.com is the address, obviously, for Lowe's. But Lowe's at Boynton Beach, you want to talk to Charlie, it's 561-733-1397. That's 561-733-1397. Ask for Charlie.
I'm going to be there.
That's it. So I don't have to worry too much about permits. They're not hard to put in, right?
They're not hard to put in. It's just a little time to get it, and we're ready to go. Just give us a call, and we're going to be there.
All right. Cool beans. You know how to do that. All right. Thank you, Charlie.
Thank
Appreciate
you.
It. All right, we're about to launch the second half of the Reach Radio Show. Directly after the news, Hammer the Scammer. Rick Snyder has the newest IRS scams. I thought the IRS was a scam. That's because I'm the tax man. Then Carlton Thompson, our resident pest control freak, is in our house today, and he with some silverfish remedies. The price of silver is so low, it sounds a little fishy to me. And then Reach Radio's Spotlight Home of the Week has a special bundle just for first-time home buyers. A bundle? Wait until you hear this offer. But right now, live from the Electronic Palace, it's Reach Radio's Real Estate News at the bottom of the hour with a guy who has a tattoo of himself covering his entire body, but taller. It's Reach Radio's effervescent news guy, Steve Cote.
Why, thank you, sir.
Okay.
As Palm Beach County's housing market rebounds, home prices are once again soaring beyond the reach of many low and moderate income workers in essential service positions. A recent Palm Beach Post editorial called on county leaders and residents to support efforts to improve and streamline the workforce housing program. Bottom line, when potential employers consider locating here, there are three things they focus on: education, culture, and where their employees are going to live. Combined housing and transportation costs are overwhelming for many low and moderate income families who live and work in Palm Beach County, as shown in the Home Matters for Palm Beach County report prepared by the Florida Housing Coalition. Now, we're not talking about government funding housing for the desperately poor. This is housing that's meant for teachers and police officers and retail store managers and nurses. With the countywide average annual household income at roughly $45,000, many of these white-collar workers can't afford the expensive housing that dominates the current stock available in the county. And in a shift that brings back memories of the boomtime affordability squeeze, Palm Beach County is now the nation's 15th priciest metro area and the second highest in Florida. That's according to a study released by Trulia, which calculated the typical Palm Beach County household spends more than half of its income on housing, utilities, and commuting. On the plus side, San Francisco, where those basic costs eat up 86% of income, that was the nation's priciest market. Akron, Ohio, at 29%, was the cheapest place in the nation. There is an old saying in real estate circles around Palm Beach County that the county's affordable housing program does exist. It's called Port St. Lucie. The joke, if long commutes are a laughing matter, is that Port St. Lucie is 30 miles north of the Palm Beach County line, but with Palm Beach County home prices going up again, Port St. Lucie is back on the burner, according to Leslie Deutsch. She's the senior vice president at John Burns Real Estate Consulting. That's because the median price of a new home in St. Lucie County is $182,000, compared to $526,000 in Palm Beach County. In Palm Beach County, soaring land prices has created what Deutsch called a race to the top. The median home price is too high, she said. St. Lucie County prices have jumped too, but they remain far below Palm Beach County's lofty levels. The state again led the nation last month for the share of cash purchases of single-family homes and condominiums, this time with the top nine U.S. metro areas for no-loan deals, all in the state of Florida. Statewide home buyers plunked down cash in nearly 40% of deals compared to 48% in 2014. The Treasure Coast town of Sebastian led the nation with 54.6% cash sales last month. Homosassa Springs, Sebring, Naples, and Port St. Lucie rounded out the top five. Florida's job market improved in August, but Palm Beach County's economy lagged the state in one key measure. Florida posted a job growth of 3.1% over the past year, once again the fastest growth of any state. But Palm Beach County added positions at only a 2.5% clip. Palm Beach County's unemployment improved to 5.5% in August, down from 5.6% the month before. Florida's seasonally adjusted jobless rate was 5.3%, down from 5.5% in July. The county's biggest gain was in the relatively high-paying professional and business service sectors. The county added 8,100 jobs in that industry, leading the state. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage took the wraps off an ambitious plan to loan $125 billion to as many as 500,000 Hispanic homebuyers over the next decade, capitalizing on a growing and underserved segment of the market. The Census Bureau predicts that Hispanic population in the U.S. will more than double by the year 2060. The Sunshine State is no longer number one, but in this case, that is a good thing. Florida had the nation's fourth highest foreclosure rate in August at one in every 596 homes. Nevada, Maryland, and New Jersey ranked ahead of Florida. It was the first time since 2012 that the Sunshine State was not in the top three. If you find yourself confused by the many health insurance options available, never fear, help is on the way. With a 2016 health insurance enrollment period beginning this coming November 1st, a series of workshops are planned to help Palm Beach County residents learn how to sign up for and to maximize benefits under the federal health insurance marketplace. The Enroll Palm Beach County Initiative, supported by more than 30 hospitals, foundations, government agencies, and nonprofits, was announced by the Health Council of Southeast Florida. It features workshops in English, Spanish, and Creole, and is especially targeted to residents without health insurance. All of the workshops are free, they're all open to the public, and they're at Palm Beach County Library locations. All you need to do is call your local library for a schedule of the one near you. And police say they arrested a man after a complaint that somebody was spotted crawling under library tables and smelling a woman's feet at Florida International University. Miami-Dade police said 52-year-old Eddie Juan was arrested and charged with violation of sexual offender registration, fleeing and eluding, reckless driving, aggravated assault, and resisting without violence. Officers attempted a traffic stop, but they say the man fled. Then he crashed his car. He was arrested. It's not clear if Juan has an attorney yet or whether or not they let him ride in the tow truck.
Oh.
And finally, when Santa Rosa, Florida Fire Department arrived at the scene of an emergency, they found a homeowner entirely engulfed in flames, and Delmar Dice, the homeowner, looked upon the scorched home in despair. After the fire was extinguished, a canine was brought in to check for any use of accelerants in starting that fire. The canine alerted on the use of accelerants in the garage. Detectives were able to verify that the fire had started in the garage and that an accelerant was used. The canine also alerted on Mr. Dice's shoes while he was still at the scene. At that point, Dice was suspected of setting the fire himself. He was arrested for arson, booked into the Santa Rosa County Jail. If convicted, Dice could face up to 20 years in prison.
Oof.
That was a roll of the dice that was not lucky for a man named Dice.
Yeah, that's a little dicey.
That, my friends, is the news.
I can't.
This is Reach Radio in South Florida on 1230 WBZT and everywhere in America on iHeartRadio.
Okay, just as Rick's Ouija board predicted, it's time to hammer the scammer. Because they're out there, we must be aware. This week's report is brought to you by ReachForHousing.org, your HUD-approved housing counselor. They say, reach for the dream in 2015 simply because you can. Our show producer, Rick Snyder, has some sneaky scams involving the IRS. And as we always say, do not use the IRS when operating machinery or flying aircraft. It could get you into trouble.
Very good idea. Now, remember, the IRS, despite what you said, Alan, is not the scammer.
Oh, really?
However, you are a big target if you are using the IRS, even when operating machinery or flying.
Everybody uses the IRS,
right? Well, yes, they do, and IRS scams have become one of the fastest-growing con things of the past couple of years. The most common trick, an imposter scam in which the crook phones or texts victims pretending to be from the IRS and demanding immediate payment of an unpaid bill. They've been emailing bogus IRS CP200 notices, 2000 notices that is, saying the recipient has been audited and now faces a final demand for payment. The crooks use threat of police arrest and jail to intimidate you into paying up fast. And then they'll say, pay by money transfer or prepaid debit cards. Hello. Tax scam. If your tax scam involves identity theft, in which crooks pose as individual taxpayers and file fraudulent refund claims, this hits a peak in the early months of the year, but victims often don't find out about it until much later. Listen to this. Tax scam complaints to the Federal Trade Commission leapt 25-fold to 55,000 last year, becoming the biggest single category of complaint. The U.S. Treasury says more than 400,000 people filed IRS scam complaints in the past couple of years. And the Treasury Inspector General for Tax Administration, another big office, says 10,000 new scam calls are made every week. So what do you do to avoid these scams or put things right if you're already a victim? Here we go. The IRS does not phone you or email you to notify if you owe taxes. They don't request money wire transfers or debit cards for payment. They don't threaten people with arrest or revocation of their driver's license. It doesn't request payment of an outstanding bill without offering taxpayers the opportunity to appeal. So hang up on any callers. Throw out the emails that come from the alleged IRS. If you're worried, you can contact the IRS. If you're worried that the contact might be genuine, mm-hmm. if you're contacted by the IRS, call them. 1-800-829-1040. How clever of them. 1-800-829-1040 if you suspect some kind of tax fraud. Steve?
One more.
Go ahead.
One more scam.
Yep.
Piracy. It's a horrible thing that happens all the time. And now, today, it's an even bigger problem because today is International Talk Like a Pirate Day. And there are hundreds of thousands of fake ones out there, so don't be a scurvy.
You know what the IRS stands for, don't you?
No.
IR scamming.
Oh, Alan. Now so now, let's say you become a victim.
Okay.
They're looking at you. House, host and housing heavy. Mm. If you're a victim, if you've received threatening calls and you already paid a scammer, call the police, the Federal Trade Commission, and the Treasury Inspector General for Tax Administration. You can call this number, 800-366-4484. And that's if you are a victim.
Say that again.
Okay. 1-800-366-4484. That is the Treasury Inspector General for Tax Administration.
Yeah, just another scam.
If you receive a letter from the IRS, if you receive a letter from the IRS saying two or more returns have been filed in your name or that your identity has been stolen, call the number in the letter that you receive. There's another phone number to look for. But be sure the letter that you get is genuine. You may have to give a reference number, but never give your Social Security number. If anybody has it, it's the IRS. They don't have to ask you for your social.
That's right.
If you know or suspect you may be the victim of tax ID theft, call the IRS Identity Protection Specialized Unit. Yeah. This number is 800-908-4490.
Say that again.
Okay. 800-908-4490. They'll take the details and tell you what to do next. Actually, it's pretty easy. You'll probably download and complete an identity theft affidavit, and that should straighten out your IRS record easier than you think. Now, ARG is right, but it might take a couple of weeks. But since your identity details have obviously been stolen, don't forget to take other precautions, including checking with the credit reporting agencies. Watch your checking account, your credit cards. You just got to check everything if you've been hit by an ID scammer. The important thing to remember is that if you're an IRS scam victim, repairing the damage is every bit as important as trying to recover money you may have lost. It's sad to hear that people are out there clever enough to go through all those steps to steal your identity. They're crooks. They're illegal. Why don't they take all this energy and this brain power, because you've got to be fairly smart to do this, and put it to some good use? Alan seems to know.
Well, I just keep thinking of all those guys that would like to start businesses, and when they get it, and I'm not condoning this by any shake of the stick, but when you're starting a business, you have so many regulations, so many rules, so many things you have to go through. Sometimes it's easier just to go out and, you know, scam somebody.
Remember, don't give. The most important thing is don't give out your personal information. Okay. That is the killer. That's the killer.
All right.
Stay away.
So now let me see if a synopsis of this whole thing is that we just don't deal with the IRS scammers.
That's it.
Okay.
I absolutely do not deal with them. Call
the IRS.
Talk
like a pirate.
That's it.
Yarr.
And who said it was Talk Like a Pirate Day?
It's an international thing. It's everywhere.
He made it up.
No, I didn't. It's real.
Really?
You know why they don't let kids go watch pirate movies?
No.
Because they're rated R. All right, we'd like to thank you for joining us every Saturday. Your company is appreciated. We'd like to remind you about Bicota Masonic Lodge Car and Bike Show coming up September the 26th. That's next weekend. Next Saturday at the Scottish Rite Center, located at 2000 North D Street in Lake Worth. Just look for that great big water tower. It's right there by the ballpark and all that. The gates open at 10 a.m. The show starts at 11. The Reach Radio Show personalities will be on hand as we broadcast live from the show. There's no charge to get in. And if you remember Mike Wheels, he was on a show a couple of weeks ago. He makes pork skins that are to die for. And he will be there with a big vat of whatever he boils them in, and he'll be making the pork skins. The child ID program will be there. That's a Masonic program that we take information about your child and store it on a CD, give it to the parents. So in case, God forbid, something happens, you'll have that. We have drawings and giveaways all day long. That's next Saturday, September the 26th. At the Scottish Rite Center, it will be a...
What's the address, Al? Cool. Scottish Rite.
That would be 2000 North D Street in Lake Worth. Be there or be square.
Our house is a very, very, very fine house.
Okay, it's time to get into Our House, and this week's segment is brought to you by ReachForHousing.org, your HUD-approved housing counselor. Joining us on the phone right now is Carlton Thompson. He's our resident pest control freak with some ways to rid yourself of silverfish. Yes. Carlton, thanks for checking in today.
What are we doing this weekend, Al?
We're looking for silverfish. How do we get rid of those buggers, and how do we know what they are?
Well, they're a little... They're a little bug. They're kind of creepy looking, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
But for as creepy as they look, they really don't do a whole lot of damage. They're going to be about a half inch to a quarter inch long. They're going to have a uniform silver body. They're going to have antenna on their head. They're going to have some tail-like appendages on the backside. And they'll move really quick and stop and move really quick again. They're commonly mistaken as a cockroach because people will expose them and then... They see them take off real fast, so they just drop whatever they lifted up and assume that they have a cockroach.
Ah, but the silver... So are they dirty or anything like that? A big concern if they're around the kitchen counter or what?
Not really. You'll find them a lot in the bathtubs or the sink in the kitchen. Reason why is they can't climb up smooth surfaces, so they go in and they can't get back out.
Stupid bugs. So, what do they do? What do they destroy? I mean, should we just set up a table and invite them in, or how do we get rid of them?
A lot of times you'll end up bringing them in a cardboard box. Mm-hmm. They like to harbor in that little small spaces in the cardboard. They'll lay their eggs in any little small crack or crevice that they can find where their egg will be safe. If you think you got an outbreak, which is really uncommon, believe it or not, they like to be in a place that's about 70 to 85 degrees with about 70 to 95% humidity. They like a lot of moisture in the air. Just set out a little glue trap, a little mouse glue trap, and just kind of see what you got. You know, if you get one or two on there, that's probably no big deal. If you get, you know, 8 or 12, that might be a bit of an issue. And it's as simple as just picking up some boric acid and putting it in the general area, real light, not heavy.
What kind of acid?
Boric.
Boric acid,
all right,
powder.
All right.
It's a powder form. And don't put it down heavy, just a light dusting, because if it's heavy, they'll walk around it, and we want them to walk through it.
Ah, there you go. So they're just pesky, right? They're not dangerous or anything?
No, they're not going to do anything to you but try to get away from you, scare you a little bit more than anything. Their bark is definitely worse than a bite. We've talked about some other insects that... A lot worse than this one.
Yeah, well, you know what, though? I think most people, when they see them, like you said, they run so fast, you think, oh, I have roaches in my house. But not the case.
No, it's not, and they are commonly mistaken as that. They're really not going to do a whole lot. You'll find them usually in the attic or out in the garage in some old books. They like to eat the glue from the books and stuff. They're not much of a big deal. Unless you're trying to sell pest control, then they're a good friend of yours.
Well, we have a sign hanging in the house that says "Fish and visitors smell after 3 days." So I think if they come around the house 3 days, they're gone. All right, so not much to worry about the silverfish, other than they do eat up the glue and books, and you could be reading your favorite Tom Sawyer book one day and open it up and the pages would fall out and nothing.
Well, I think the pages will fall out because the missus will probably pick it up and he'll fall out, and the who knows where.
Exactly. All right, Carlton, anything else we need to know about silverfish today?
Not much. There's not a whole lot to really know, except if you think you got them, just grab a sticky board glue trap from, you know, your local box store and just set it out in that general area and take account of what you got, and if you think you got too many, just pick up some boric acid and lightly dust it out. No big deal.
Yep, easy to get rid of.
Yep.
All right. Thanks for calling in, Carlton. We always appreciate you.
No problem.
All right. We'll check you next time. Okay, when we return, you need a home? Well, interest rates are incredibly low. You notice that the Fed didn't raise the rates. So if you're a vet, it's even better than you think. Welcome to 100% financing. No money down for qualified vets. Stay tuned. We'll tell you how.
Ain't got no home. I know lady wrong. Ain't got no home. I know face wrong.
Making home affordable. MHA can help you. Do you know your options? Reach is ready to help to make your home affordable. You may be able to lower your payment. You may be unemployed and need help. You may owe more on your house than it's worth. Or your home is no longer affordable and you want a way out. Get real help today and real answers. Contact Reach, your HUD-approved housing counselor, and learn more about Making Home Affordable, MHA, and how you can be helped. Email Reach at housing@reachforhousing.org. Reach the number 4 housing.org. Our phone number is 855-48-REACH. MHA, let's make your home affordable today. Don't miss out. Reach out. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. Reach the number 4 housing.org. Call Reach at 855-48-REACH. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home. I know lady wrong. Ain't got no home. I know face wrong.
Welcome back to the Reach Radio Show. I'm still Alan Mason, your host, and Housing Heffy here with a message for future homeowners. If you're planning to use FHA, HUD, or other government assistance programs, you must complete selected HUD-approved training workshops in order to qualify for HUD assistance and receive big discounts from the banks and other approved lenders. Call Reach Counselors today and start the journey to home ownership. And if you're a vet, it's even better than you think. Call right now, 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224, 855-487-3224 gets the job done. And it is the weekend, so you might want to hit zero for the operator and leave your message there. Reach offers a comprehensive credit management workshop that teaches you how to deal with any real credit issues you may or may not have, getting you back on a sound track credit rating. So, you know, that 580 credit score is what you're going to need to be looking at anything, and Reach will help you reach that goal. Reach also provides free foreclosure and modification counseling. Free of charge. Zip, zero, nada. Our trained counselors deal with mortgage and finance companies every single day. Reach counselors know what the banks need even before they ask. That's why Reach works with the government agencies that make the rules. We just spoke about the rules last week, the rulemakers out there in Washington, D.C., and Marlene Robinson. She's the senior program advisor at HUD. We work with them all the time. You can't get any higher than that, folks. Call our trained counselors right now and find out if you qualify for many of the government assistance programs available to you. The toll free number again, 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. All classes are taught in English, Spanish, and Creole. And remember to press zero for the operator. Don't miss out. Reach out. Okay, it's time for a special message from Pat Tracy and Associates. Their phone number, 561-351-8000, 561-351-8000. Store that number in your cell phone because you're going to need that number one fine day. And when you do, guess what? Pat Tracy will be there for you. Call right now. Really, 561-351-8000. Pat Tracy and Associates has a bundle, a special home buying package just for you. I can tell you that it has down payment assistance formula built in, a pinch of salt, and maybe some mortgage payment assistance, and many other government programs designed to help aid and assist you in becoming a homeowner. Call Pat Tracy and Associates right now or go to reachforhousing.org. That's reach, the number 4, housing.org. It's safe, easy to use, and you won't stink. That's what we say. That's the Spotlight Home of the Week segment brought to you by Pat Tracy and Associates. Pat reminds you that homeownership is within your reach. So reach for the dream in 2015 and become a homeowner. Call Pat Tracy right now, 561-351-8000. There you go. And if you want to take advantage of what's going on right now, Reach and Wells Fargo are presenting their Prepare for Home Ownership Fair. That's going on right now at the Holiday Inn over at the Palm Beach Airport. I understand they have a full house. Steve, you just spoke with them over there?
Well, actually, everybody should have signed up in advance because we've been talking about it for a while. Right. But you could still go by and meet the Reach counselors and talk to the people at Wells Fargo for about the next hour or so.
Got about an hour.
There's no reason why not.
Yeah, get started to your path to home ownership by attending this valuable home ownership fair at the Holiday Inn at the Palm Beach Airport. That's 1301 Belvedere Road. Okay, Rick, what do you have coming up?
Well, I wanted to mention this before. We was a little short of time in the earlier scam, but the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is warning Citibank customers about scammers who offer to help victims get a refund from the bank. The con trick follows hard on the heel of the news that the CFPB has ordered Citibank to refund $700 million to customers for what the Bureau calls deceptive credit card practices. Mm-hmm. Does that mean the bank was scamming you? People entitled to a refund will get a check or credit directly to their account. Watch out for scammers claiming they will get you a refund. The Bureau says if someone tries to charge you, tries to get you to disclose your personal information, again, there it is, or ask you to cash a check and send a portion to a third party to claim your refund, run for the hills. Watch out for scams from Citibank.
Red flag, red flag.
Red flag is right.
All right, now what, you know, we had
scams about Citibank, from Citibank. We work with them every day. So we got to make that clear.
Okay, thank you, Steve. Thank you, yes. We're so glad you're here.
We love Citibank. We love them all. Actually, we do. We say this every week, folks. We work with the banks. What's that mean? They work with us.
I don't know if we love them all, but we do have relationship with them all. Sometimes they're tenuous, but usually we get what we want.
Well, what is love anyway? We don't want to get into that, do we? Hey, you know, I want to remind you folks about the Masonic Car Show that's coming up September the 26th. We spoke about it a little bit earlier. That's over at the Scottish Rite Center in Lake Worth. Mark your calendars. It's next week. It's a car and bike show. They don't usually do that. It's just usually cars or bikes. But we like everybody. So we've got cars and bikes. And again, that's at the Scottish Rite Center in Lake Worth next Saturday. Gates open at 10 o'clock or so, and the show starts at 11. We will be there live broadcasting the Reach Radio Show. How cool is that?
Our first remote broadcast ever.
Yes, it will be our first remote. And we'd also like to thank Marissa. Hi. She's our board op. She's in there pushing all the buttons and twisting all the knobs. And, you know, we're happy to have her there. Yeah. That's the truth.
She makes us sound good, which is no easy task.
Yeah, well, when you start with bad, you have to make it a little bit better. All right. We also want to remind you about the pinkstrides.org organization that's having their fashion show next Saturday. And, Rick, you said that we forgot to tell them something.
Well, we didn't forget. We ran out of time with them. But they wanted to remind you, if you're a victim of breast cancer or know someone, call Pink Strides. Pink Strides, STRYDES. They can help assist with treatment copays, assist with medication copays, assist with daily living activities, provide personal care assistance, provide breast cancer early detection education, and provide breast cancer screening opportunities, plus much more. Check their website. It's pinkstrides.org. That's pink, STRYDES.org. They were great guests. They really knew their stuff, and we were really happy to have them in here this morning.
Absolutely. Well, that's about all the time left to us today, folks. I want to thank you for spending your Saturday afternoon with us. And don't forget the Wells Fargo show over there at the Holiday Inn at the airport. Got about another hour to make it to there. And again, the car and bike show next Saturday at the Scottish Rite Center in Lake Worth. We will be broadcasting live from the show. So stop by, take a look at the cars, take a look at us, see what you think. Kick the tires. You can kick me in the head. It doesn't matter. We're ready for you. See you next week.
Got no home. I know later on. Ain't got no home. I know later on. I'm a lonely boy.